Welcome back to Foundations of Wellbeing. I'm Adam Chalmers, and thank you very much for joining me today, where we are going to continue on our conversation from session one. In session one, we talked about adapting to uncertainty and how humans are by nature adaptive and life is uncertain. And yet when we cultivate the spirit of the warrior and we run towards challenge, we can not only adapt but thrive in it. And uncertainty becomes something that we relish and look forward to when we understand how our bodies work and we take control of our nervous system, calming ourselves down and preparing us to handle those things that are disruptive. In this session, we'll take it a step further and look at finding ease in challenge. When you have the spirit of the warrior and you are ready to take on whatever life throws at you, you may decide to run into challenge. But how you approach the challenge in itself offers up a variety of options or choices of which you can decide to take. So how you fight your battles is completely up to you. That's your responsibility. Do you decide to go at life with a hammer approach? You see the wall and you smash it down, headbutting your way through life, taking on the struggles of life with the attitude of, I will make it happen. Perhaps that's how you've gone about your life so far. Perhaps ever since you took your first steps and tottered along trying to figure out how to walk, you have done it in an effortful way and you have made some progress. Thing about this approach to life, this effortful way, is that it is exhausting. And you can only go about life headbutting your way through it for so long before you start to get a headache. And you wonder, perhaps is there another way? Maybe you've never wondered if there's another way. But there is. And it is to the self-awareness of the martial artist that I would like to take you now. To that inner awareness of the flow of energy and resistance, and how even in challenge, even in struggle, there is always a choice. And the options I'll put before you is that of effort and that of effortlessness. Now, the martial artist as a warrior does not resist, but when the blow comes, deflects the blow, moves it off to the side, and allows the energy flow to go in the natural direction in which it was already moving. And instead of trying to block the opponent's attack, they deflect it off to one side and use the opponent's natural motion to trip them up, flip them, roll them, get them out of the way. As opposed to the clashing of swords or the butting of heads. And there's another way you could look at this. You could look at it like a river. When you've got a river flowing along, taking its natural course, when it flows unimpeded, it will move effortlessly in the direction in which life is taking it. However, if you come along and put up a dam, or perhaps a tree or a rock falls into the river and impedes the flow, what you have is resistance. Resistance is at the core of effort. Whenever you have to put in effort, it's because you're feeling resistance. When you need to push something out of the way, lift it aside, break it down, you're encountering resistance. And often the resistance that you are encountering is a resistance inside yourself. It's internal resistance. And it is awareness of this resistance that will enable you to start to tap into your innate sense of ease. When someone learns martial arts, they also learn to breathe and to meditate. And there's a reason for this. Meditation calms the mind and brings you into the body. And breathing calms the nervous system and brings you into the body. To be a highly skilled martial artist, dancer, or sportsman, you must get out of the head and into the body. Most resistance actually begins in the mind. It's mental resistance, often fear, worry, and concern about something that has not even happened yet. The mind has an innate ability to read into situations, to feel intuitively into what's going on, and is your greatest ally in challenge. And so embodiment is essential for finding your ease in life. It is essential to get into the body, to feel your own body, and to take temporary breaks from your mind. In the previous session, I spoke about the central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, and how they were joined like a tree, with the peripheral nervous system being like the roots going down into the earth. And those roots divided out into different aspects, the parts that we have control over and the parts that we do not. And I spoke about our autonomic nervous system and how that is involved in triggering our stress response. And how breathing, which is something we can control, could be used to send a message back to our brain via the vagus nerve to calm us down and get us into a relaxed state. Now, it's very important to understand this, that ease is up to you. You can take responsibility for ease, but you must first realize or become aware when you are tense. And acknowledging tension in your body is the first step to releasing it. So how to identify tension? How to identify tension? Where is it? What is tension? Well, tension begins when we are in a stress response. When we're feeling under pressure, we become tense, and we become tense in our muscles, in our musculoskeletal system. It's actually part of the sympathetic nervous system. It shunts blood away from the organs and the digestive tract and sends it to our muscles to prepare us to fight or run. It's a very effective physiological response. However, when you're not in a situation that requires you to fight or flee, why do you need to be tense? What is the benefit of it? And we become so used to being tense all the time, we don't even realize we're holding tension, particularly in places like the jaw, the shoulders, the neck. And due to the lifestyle choices that many of you take, including sitting at a desk, driving a car, and doing other activities seated, a lot of the tension tends to manifest in the upper back and neck. And so to raise awareness you can simply start to move your body around. And a great place to start is by rolling your head around in circles. And you can do that now. Just roll your head gently around in a circle. Slow the movement down so you can feel tension. And notice, is there any tightness as you do this? Then roll it back the other way. Same thing, feeling into those neck muscles. Feeling any tension arise as you roll your head around. Bring your head back to center and then shrug your shoulders up towards your ears and then roll them forward and do some nice big circles around. Create some movement in your shoulder blades, your shoulder girdle, and feel, is there any tension in your neck and shoulders as you do this? And then change direction, rolling up and back, opening up your chest, creating some nice spaciousness through the front of your body. And then allow your shoulders to relax and soften down away from your ears. And bring your attention to your jaw. Keeping your lips together but your teeth parted, move your jaw gently from side to side. Notice, was your jaw tense? Often the tension we're carrying in our jaw is creating a ripple effect that flows all the way down through the body. Remember, everything is connected. Tension in one area of the body can have subtle effects that travel down through the entire system and create tension in your lower back or legs or feet even. So continue moving the jaw from side to side, allow the tongue to soften to the floor of the mouth, and just notice how you feel. Then let's send a message to the brain to relax you do. So tuning into your breath, become aware of your breath, that's the first step. Awareness of the breath often precludes awareness of the body. Once you're in flow with your natural rhythm of breath, ideally in and out through the nose, place one hand on your belly and begin to draw in more deeply so that your lungs fill. You start to expand your capacity and your belly expands as your breath deepens. And the feeling of the stomach expanding is that sign to you that your diaphragm is expanding, your lungs are filling, and you're taking a deep breath. And then as you exhale all that air out, feel the belly draw back in. Now you can come into your 4-second inhalation, 4-second exhalation, and repeating that for 4 breaths. I'll guide you through the first 2 and then you can continue on for the second 2 on your own. And this is sending that message back to the brain saying, calm down. Calm down. Relax. Beginning with an inhale when you're ready. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 4, 3, 2, 1. Please continue with 2 more in your own time. Perhaps pause the recording and then come back. Once you've finished your breathing, note how you feel. Do you feel relaxed? How does your body feel? Try standing up and walking around and see if you can walk with ease, like a dancer, effortlessly moving around, feeling your feet on the ground and your body as you move. Let your arms relax at your side, your jaw relax, your shoulders relax. There's no need to hold tension while walking. It should be almost effortless. Now, just like a martial artist training to fight, and to take on challenge. So you will need to train to take on challenge, and you will need to train yourself to hold ease in challenge. This does not come naturally when you've been told all your life you need to try and struggle. To effortlessly take on challenge is often against our nature, and it takes some serious training to retrain the pathways in your brain and body to breathe and relax into all of the challenges that arise. And so here's the takeaway for today, and that is this: I want you to train yourself by having a cold shower. When you next have a shower, I invite you to finish your shower with full cold. Turn off the hot, leave the cold on, and allow it to wash over your body. If you're brave, you can put it on your head as well, but perhaps start with your body and stand there. And as you stand there with the cold cascading over you, feel the intensity, feel your desire to run, the sensation in your skin, the coldness. Feel your breath accelerate and the challenge of it. And rather than run, breathe. Relax your jaw, consciously relax your shoulders, and take 4 rounds of 4-second breaths in and out, just like we did before, under the cold, then turn it off. Perhaps your first attempt, you'll only make 1 breath. Then you'll build it up to 2, then 3, then 4. But this will train you to be at ease in a challenging situation, and it's something that you can do every single day. It's a very simple, practical tool, and it also has wonderful effects on your skin, muscle tone, and state of mind. Remember, life is full of struggle. Life is a challenge. We cannot avoid it, but you have a choice. How much effort do you put into it? Do you attack life like someone holding a big hammer trying to smash through brick walls? Or do you flow like the martial artist, working with the flow of energy rather than against it, and instead of creating unnecessary resistance, going with it, going with the flow, finding your ease in challenge? That choice is up to you.